T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Kathy Novak. We're talking today about a rare and often fatal condition. Severe combined immunodeficiency, or SCID, is more widely known as the bubble baby disease. Researchers at UCSF are developing a new gene therapy for children with one type of this disease, and the FDA has given the treatment a designation which allows it to be fast-tracked for review. Two UCSF pediatrics professors who are leading the clinical trial are joining us today to discuss this. Dr. Mort Cowan and Dr. Jennifer Puck. Welcome to you both.
It's nice to be here.
Dr. Puck, let's start with you. For those not so familiar with SCID, can you talk a little bit about the disorder itself and why it can cause children to have to live in isolation?
Well, this is a very rare condition. It can be caused by any of a number of different genetic defects. And babies are essentially born without a working immune system. When they become exposed to infections, even things that wouldn't make an ordinary infant sick can be life-threatening to these babies. And eventually they get more and more illnesses and can't survive unless they are treated. And the standard treatment is a bone marrow transplant, but we're working on newer treatments that might be better.
And I might ask Dr. Cowan to jump in here then. Tell us about these new treatments that might be better and how they are different to the standard treatment.
So for this particular type of SCID, severe combined immunodeficiency disease, we call it Artemis SCID. And what it is the patients are missing a protein called Artemis, which is not only critical for the development of the immune system, both what we call T cells and B cells, lymphocytes in the blood. But it also is important for repairing certain damaged DNA molecules. And this repair process, when Artemis is missing, is then abnormal, and it makes these patients that much more susceptible to the chemotherapy drugs that we commonly use for a regular bone marrow transplant.
So then, Dr. Puck, with the clinical trial that you're running now, can you talk a little bit about how that's working and any success that you've had with it?
Yes. So the basis of this trial is, instead of having to find the best available matched donor, which is actually not very common. And the best donor would be, of course, an HLA identical sibling. Most people don't have a brother or sister who's an exact tissue match like that. So in those cases, the standard treatment is to find an alternate donor, but there's never complete matching. And so then there's the potential for what Mort described, this graft versus host disease or rejection. And we get around that by using the patient's own cells. And we add a correct copy of the gene to the blood-forming stem cells of the patient. And then we do that actually outside of the patient's body in the laboratory. And when the cells are corrected, we reinfuse them into the patient. And of course, the patient doesn't see those as foreign. They are the patient's own cells. So they're accepted and they can go to the bone marrow and grow up into the different cell lineages that are otherwise missing, those T cells and B cells.
So, Dr. Cowan, I've got to think that this FDA designation that I mentioned at the beginning is a hopeful sign. Can you tell us what it really means to this clinical trial going forward?
So what it means is that the FDA has evaluated our results to date in terms of the patients that we've already treated, and the results look promising enough that they've made this designation, because this is such a rare disease, they've made this designation, which gives us a higher or a high priority for working with the FDA to ultimately gain approval for this treatment. The trial is ongoing, and it's certainly going to take a number of years before we can complete the trial, but the FDA will help us as much as possible to try to make it as efficient as possible to get this treatment approved.
And Dr. Puck, then, in the meantime, you'll have to rely, I presume, on the treatments that are available. Can you talk a little bit about how you're screening for this very rare disorder?
Well, fortunately, we were able to develop a very simple and affordable newborn screening test that would identify babies who don't have T cells right in the newborn nursery. And so this test has now been added to the newborn screening panel of tests that are done for every baby all over the United States and actually in many other countries, so that babies get their heel pricked at birth and a drop of blood is put on a filter paper and sent to the central screening lab for each state. And when the T cells are not present as they should be, then this test is flagged as abnormal and the babies are followed up. And if we prove that they have SCID, which not every screen positive baby turns out to have, but if we do, then we can get them into treatment very rapidly. And that's important because we can avoid the infectious complications that have made this such a devastating disease in the past.
Well, Dr. Puck and Dr. Cowan, thanks so much for sharing your insights on this clinical trial.
Thank you, Kathy. It's a pleasure.
It's been great. Thanks.
Dr. Mort Cowan and Dr. Jennifer Puck are the UCSF professors of pediatrics leading the clinical trial we've been discussing. And I'm Kathy Novak. Thanks so much for tuning in to As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.